The seemingly endless first round of the NBA playoffs winds down this weekend, and the second round, which should produce far more interesting matchups, begins. It'll be highlighted by the defending champion San Antonio Spurs taking on the star-crossed and star-laden Los Angeles Lakers. Commentator John Feinstein, a star in his own right, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Kind of early in the playoffs for the Lakers and Spurs to be meeting.
It really is when you realize that these are the only two teams to win the NBA championship since Michael Jordan retired from the Chicago Bulls in 1998. The Lakers have won three and the Spurs two, including last year. But because the Minnesota Timberwolves somehow finished first in the Western Conference, they're seeded to meet in this round. And what that means, I think, is that whomever survives this series is going to have a struggle when they take on either the Timberwolves or the Sacramento Kings in the Western Conference final.
Despite the importance and the money, I don't see how the Lakers can focus with the soap opera around them.
It is amazing. It really is as the Lakers turn. Will Kobe go to jail for rape? Will Shaq and Kobe speak to one another? Will Peyton and Malone finally get their NBA title? And most important, will Kobe and Coach Phil Jackson ever go to lunch together? It is amazing that they are where they are, but they have so much talent. We're talking four Hall of Famers here, Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, that they actually do have a chance to go on and win because great athletes do find focus when they get in between the lines.
What about other second-round matchups?
Well, finally, we've got some pretty good matchups. I mentioned the Timberwolves will probably play the Sacramento Kings. The Timberwolves have to win one more game against the Denver Nuggets to get to that matchup. And in the East, the Nets and Pistons should be games probably in the 60s. Because neither one of them can score and they can both defend. And the one team in the East that really has a shot to beat whomever comes out of the West is the Indiana Pacers. They're young, they're aggressive, they should get to the NBA Finals, but the Nets or Pistons would give them a good series if they meet in the Conference Finals.
3 weekends to play the first round. I gotta believe television might have something to do with it.
You know, you're really smart. That's why you make the big bucks. The reason they extend it over 3 weekends is because of television. The other thing is it's an ego thing. The NBA wants to be able to say, all of our playoff games are on national television. Well, the only way to do that is to stretch out this first round. They went to 4 of 7 a year ago, more revenue, of course, and they won't play more than 2 games on a weeknight because they want them all on national television. So the first round, in which we've had nothing but mismatches, there will probably be only one series that's going to go past 5 games, and that's that thrilling Hornets-Heat series that all of America is getting ready to tune in to see.
Are there playoff players, money players, guys who just play above their heads?
Well, there was that guy Jordan who was pretty good. But the best example is probably Robert Horry, who's now with the San Antonio Spurs, won 3 championships in Los Angeles. And now he's with the Spurs. And his own teammate, Tim Duncan, said Horry basically takes off the entire regular season. You can hardly blame him. And then he comes ready to play as soon as the playoffs begin.
Thank you, John.
No, Bob, thank you. Thank you as a colleague for making me sound better than I am the last 15 and a half years. Thank you as a listener for making mornings bearable. And thank you as a friend for being my friend.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, the Bruce Edwards story.